This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. The Pentagon has reversed itself over a drone strike last month in Afghanistan that killed 10 civilians, AP's Sagar Magani reports.
Days after the strike, Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley had said it was a valid attack against an Islamic State extremist.
And it was a righteous strike.
But a Pentagon investigation now shows it was something different.
The strike was a tragic mistake.
General Frank McKenzie, who heads U.S. Central Command, says the military believed it struck a vehicle that posed an imminent threat to forces at Kabul's airport.
We now assess that it is unlikely that the vehicle and those who died were associated with ISIS-K or were a direct threat to U.S. forces.
It was the final strike of America's longest war, and McKenzie says the U.S. is considering reparation payments to the victims' families. Sagar Magani, Washington.
An influential federal advisory panel has overwhelmingly rejected a plan to give Pfizer booster shots against COVID-19 to most Americans, but it endorsed the extra shots for those who are 65 or older or run a high risk of severe disease. Vaccine Division Deputy Director Dr. Doran Fink said the advisors did think that certain at-risk groups should be getting boosters.
Do the known and potential benefits outweigh the known and potential risks of a Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine booster dose administered at least 6 months after completion of the primary series for use in individuals 65 years of age and older and individuals at high risk of severe COVID-19?
Scientists inside and outside the government have been divided in recent days over the need for boosters and who should get them. The World Health Organization has strongly objected to rich nations getting a third round of shots